This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The falling leaves,
Nat the King,
drift by the window,
Nat King Cole,
the autumn leaves,
that voice,
yep,
of red and gold,
smoked four packages of Cool cigarettes a day, died of lung cancer at the age of 46. Can you imagine smoking that much and still having a voice like this? Yeah.
Some singers, it almost seems like some of them smoke to get a certain type.
Frank Sinatra smoked Camel cigarettes all of his life, and when he died at the age of 88, in his casket was a package of Camel cigarettes and a bottle of Chivas Regal.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a different era.
Yep. All right, let's not spoil the song. Crank it up there, James, will you?
Darling.
Great.
When autumn leaves start to fall,
nice way to begin the hour, I hope you think. Lots of things change in the radio business. Most of the new positions start in the fall or in the first month of the year. Most changes happen. Actually, they've happened by now. September usually is one. And I think that happens in a lot of businesses, don't you? The end of the summer season, changes start at Labor Day. And the same is true after Christmas because people don't want to change or fire people or send them away. I was running a radio station in Boston, WEEI, for a couple of years back in the mid-80s, and I fired one guy just before Thanksgiving and another guy just before Christmas. And I remember the ire, is a very heavily, excuse me, unionized shop.
Uh-huh.
All the announcers were members of the after union. So the shop steward, who subsequently became a friend of mine, I've known him and worked with him for many years. Actually, I haven't seen him for a year or so, but he was a well-known Boston newsman, and he was big into unionism, so he was the shop steward. And he came to me, and he said, "You have destroyed the lives of these people." And I thought to myself, okay, well, maybe it wasn't the best timing, Thanksgiving, Christmas. But in the case of one of the two people that I fired, he had been actually taking advantage of, he was a night guy and nobody else was here, so he was charging for 9 hours of work and did six. So, I don't know, it affected me. I didn't feel good about it, but I didn't think about it actually at all until he brought it up, because I just thought, I'm doing my job, I'm protecting the radio station and its assets. And I suppose those things happen, but under the circumstances, I guess timing is everything. And so maybe this time of year from now on, not a great time of year to kick somebody to the sidewalk. That was the phrase he used for me. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was, 40 years ago?
It painted a colorful picture.
Oh, yes, yeah. Kick them to the sidewalk. What's the matter with you? All right,
I believe the kids today call that a curb stomp.
Yes, that could be. Artificial intelligence and what it's doing. I wanted to have Jennifer here, but it's worth a moment or two of our time as well. Jennifer's off today. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. So, talking a little about my background in the radio business. Traditionally, certainly we have had human voices on the air, right? Since the beginning of radio, commercial radio, back in 1929. And from that time to this time, we have had real humans and real voices on the air. I think it's called engagement, right? You have a conversation back and forth. So we now have this artificial stuff, the AI. We've tried a couple of different routes. James has been creative, and he found some way of taking my voice, and it wasn't a recreation of my voice. It was actually my voice on an issue that I haven't talked about, but it was applied using artificial intelligence as to what I would say if, in fact, we brought the issue up. And I don't even remember what the issue was. I just remember listening to it on the air and thinking, that's me. And it was my voice. It was taken to, you know, pieced together in a few seconds, the answer that I might have come up with on whatever the issue was. I don't even remember what the issue was. But then before that, we had taken, I think Jennifer had done something on her program on KRLA. So I said, okay, let's try that here. James, you can pop in here. If you want, is that the ChatGP thingamabobber that we use for that?
Yeah, what so we use ChatGPT to generate text that you would say. And
yeah.
Then we use another app called PlayHT to take that all those texts, and I cloned your voice using some old audio, and then put that text in there, bada bing, bada boom, pops out in your voice with that text.
Bada bing. Okay, so that's one way, if you're interested in one way, radio. We used to call, when talk radio started, when I got into it, it was 1974, about this time, as a matter of fact, in the fall of 74, when I started doing talk radio, and it was at the time called telephone talk. It wasn't called news talk, it was called telephone talk. First it was talk, then it was telephone talk, because literally what would happen, because it was much as anything else, it was new. So people were fascinated with it. And so when the host would say, here's blah, 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 and this is what I think about it, or some hosts never did that. I think it was last week one day, I told the story about when I first started, the first 10, 12 years, I never gave my opinion about anything. I didn't think that was my job. I thought my job was to bring information and have interesting people on the air. So I do a lot of interviews, mm-hmm. and yeah, I take phone calls. And so I got into the world, all of the interviews were on the telephone, so i.e. telephone talk. And now we have, quote-unquote, matured. But still, what we do here in terms of conversation, whether it's an official talk station or a lot of the morning shows on music stations, aren't music at all. They talk. They do, you know, they're silly stuff, and it's fun, and that's what we supposed to, well, I think we're supposed to have fun even in the news talk world, but that's me. So it requires, however, a two-way conversation. Sometimes I don't like to take calls much anymore because it kind of slows down, if you will, what we're doing. You're welcome to 855-999-DOUG if you'd want to do that. But I don't engage like I used to with calls here, there, and everywhere.
Yes, yeah, and sometimes you never know where to go. I actually worked, my first on-air position was with a call-in talk radio show, and it was like a get help. It was the get help variety for teens and young adults. And every now and then, even with call screeners and numerous call screeners, sometimes people would still get through that were prank calls. And
yeah.
It takes things. The thing that I love about this, Doug, is with the voicemail, people can get straight to their point and
yep.
have that conversation, have the voice heard, because it's so important for everyone to be represented and have their opinion, because everybody's opinion matters and on the different stories and the topics. And that's what's so wonderful about the voicemail and just leaving a message. And you can go ahead, get it. And even if you just want to say, hey, good morning, that's great, too.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good morning. I slept the whole night through. Good morning. And anyway, that's so where I was going with this in part, as we have this more dynamic digital landscape that is developing around artificial intelligence, one wonders how the artificial intelligence would react. Could you have a conversation? I have not heard of a two-way conversation because AI requires the bot to think, right? Is there a way that you could imagine, maybe it will be developed, but there are some people that are trying to use AI and radio stations to replace paid voices, paid people, because that's the nature with some of the folks that have ruined this business in my mind, who are fairly well documented way of kind of just killing the business. Anyway, I'm finding it hard to believe that any AI could have an instant conversation like you and I have with each other or with the, you know, I've heard the single voices, but I haven't had any opportunity. Maybe somebody can tell us through our social media at Good Day Networks that there is an example to an AI-driven conversation that has a, could two AI beings, if that's what they are, have a conversation with each other, right? Could you do that?
Do you want to?
No. No.
Can we just not?
Aye.
I keep going back to that Will Smith movie.
I, Robot?
Now I can't even think of the name. I, Robot,
yes. I, Robot, yeah. Nah. All right. In Texas, a man pled guilty to human smuggling. Tractor trailer. Here we go. Remember this from a couple of weeks ago, the deaths of 53 migrants? So
wasn't
they
that
found.
A year ago? Was that only a few?
Was it that
weeks
long ago?
It feels like it was a long time ago. Yeah. And
more
it,
than one of these has happened.
And
I
after
think
realizing, wasn't this the guy that was trafficking them, was the driver, and then didn't get paid or whatever, so just walked away from the truck?
Left them in the truck.
Left them in, yeah, left them shut in the truck.
His name is Christian Martinez, has been charged with all those. He pled guilty to human smuggling, but not to murder. And so, at any rate, this is. Somebody was going by and they heard these cries inside. Can you imagine the trailer? And somebody came to investigate and they found there were some people still alive, but there were 46 people inside that were dead. And so, anyway, I think sooner or later, pretty much all of them died. So I think that's not enough for this guy. This guy should be in jail for the rest of his life, shouldn't he? Right? Don't you think?
Yeah. Huh? It's one of those things of, like, murder versus manslaughter. But when it comes to human trafficking, there is no gray area.
Okay. Well, listen. We're dealing with lots of different things in the ways that we seem to best be able to collectively deal with them. I wonder what artificial intelligence... This is going to be like, I wonder what Jesus would say, right? I wonder what artificial intelligence would do. 18 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doodly, 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 do. It's 23 after the hour. I don't know where that came from, but it was on my mind and in my head. So, doodly, 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 do. Into the social media department. 23 after the hour means in this hour, the same as every other hour of the Good Day program, we dig around. Sometimes we're into some of the gossip, the celebrity stuff. And then there is this story, which is making the rounds in social media. The horror movie people, this is a person who earns a lot of money every month sharing her creepy makeup techniques.
Yeah. She's right? This is a horror fan who learned how to do these techniques and shares it on social media and now makes a whole bunch of money.
Really? People want to learn how to look like some creep, then. It's basically
especially
what
this
it
time
is,
of
huh?
year, yes. Absolutely. Yes. Spooky season.
Yeah.
And if people can do their own makeup rather than trying to hire somebody to do it and do a great job at it.
Six million followers on social media.
Uh-huh.
Unga bunga. She started a couple of years ago doing sort of benign stuff like Disney princesses and then changed stuff. I'm trying to remember where Jim Carrey's The Mask was. Was that mask like one of those things from a horror movie, or was it just
it was like
benign.
One of those silly kind of comedy silly. Things. Cameron yeah. Diaz was in it.
So now this lady does Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, the Grimm Brothers, the Grimm Tales. So there'd be a lot of Disney, you can imagine that, but other characters as well. She said she did a series of makeup inspired by emotions, one themed on anxiety. Wow. If you have a scary, you know, those horror movies, they scare the living hell out of me. I know you love them,
mm-hmm.
but you look at those faces, that most recent one with a weird face, the mask
smile.
Is white. Ah,
oh, God. Wait, the mask with white. I don't know that one.
No, the lines on the face, the mouth and the eyes are all surrounded. I think it's the same one you were just talking about. They put those on. But I suppose that's what it is, at this time of year, people want to be scary. So,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, people have giant tarantulas in their yards and ghosts.
So where can
goblins.
People find that on social media if they're looking for ideas? She's making money, but she also has suggestions. Isn't she online on some of her social media sites, some of the things that she uses to promote herself on social media?
I mean, you really can just search Google. For creepy horror makeup, and Natasha's creepy. Channels will come up. She started it with her YouTube channel and then ventured off into other things.
Got it. All right, Ryan Cohen, who's a billionaire, largest investor in GameStop, taking over as CEO, board chairman, largest investor, And so now GameStop is going to, what is it? How's this going to change? This is all over social media as well. So they must use social media for their platforms, right? And the GameStop Corporation stock has gone up greatly. Most stock went down on Friday because of the worry about whether there's going to be a shutdown. Today, look for gains of 12-14% pretty much across the board. Anyway, back to GameStop. Do you use, what is GameStop? I don't know anything about GameStop.
GameStop is it's a store where you can go buy a lot of video games.
Is it a literal store or is it an online store?
Both. Yeah, you can, you can go to GameStop.com, but there are actual brick and mortars or stores in like strip malls and stuff where you can actually physically go in and purchase walk out of the store with one.
All of the games basically that are available, they have them on the shelf, kind of like the old Netflix. Go ahead and pick any movie you want. This is the store you get any game you want. Is that what this is?
Yeah. They have the consoles and everything as long as they're still in. They also have additional items like collectibles, trading cards, kind of stuff. Uh-huh. GameStop is probably the most prominent gaming store there is.
It is. Do you go there?
No, I don't play video games.
No. I just did that. It's a whole new world for me. But I saw this and I thought, because it's all over social media, made for an interesting portion of our discussion here. 28 past the hour.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. When doing the math, the United Auto Workers strike has cost the U.S. economy nearly $4 billion. It cites lost wages for workers and more than $1 billion in manufacturing declines at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The damage to the economy by the strike accounts for additional costs to suppliers, dealers, and consumers. Thousands of workers are striking against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and more benefits. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is working to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position. Gaetz filed a motion yesterday to force a vote. The move comes as McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open, which conservative members of the conference were opposed to. Republicans want much less government spending and point to it as why inflation is so high. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the
Neil Young.
Because I'm still in love with you.
Wackiest guys in the music business. Man, is this guy a crackpot? He is crazy. But entertaining. He's always a part of Farm Aid. He and Willie got together quite long. What was it, in the 80s? Wasn't it when Farm Aid started? It was a week ago, Saturday, Farm Aid. They raised, I think it was $74 million or something. Pretty good number for farmers in need, which is really, when you get right down to it, what a disgusting comment on society. We have to have aid for farmers who provide us with our sustenance,
mm-hmm.
Right? What's the matter with our value system? Why is it that we have no respect for the people who, without their work, we'd be dead?
Yeah. Well, no food. So many people think that, well, I need vegetables. I'm going to go to the grocery store because from that is where they come.
Yeah, right. Man, the world is...
There's just something so amazing about going to a farmer's market or yep. going to a farm that has their own farm set out in the front or anything. There's this winery nearby. Ohio wine is not the best. I don't recommend it. But they have a farmstead right in front, and it has the best watermelon when watermelon's in season. The most amazing sweet corn. It is so good.
Watermelon wine. What does watermelon wine taste like? You ever had any?
I have not, but when I lived in Nashville, there was a winery that had a blackberry wine.
Yeah.
And it was too sweet to just drink or sip on, but it was really good if you poured it over vanilla ice cream, and I don't even like vanilla ice cream, but that was really good.
Yeah, syrup on vanilla ice cream is really very good. At butterscotch, I always want to take my plane flights to the back and forth from coast to coast. I always have an ice cream sundae, and I always put butterscotch on it. There's something about that. It feels like something special. So you're on a special trip. You have a special meal. You have a special dessert. Yum. Yum.
Mm-hmm.
So let's celebrate stupidity.
Okay.
Right? Here's an 18-year-old youngster who's dead because he stood up through the sunroof while the car was being driven through a mall. So, hello, doesn't anybody, when you go through a mall, most of the parking garages are just that they'll tell you when you drive in that it's 7 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? So this kid, stupid as he was, opens up the sunroof and was traveling through the parkade. And there you go. See you later, alligator.
First off, the poor parents, because no parent should ever have to bury their child, no matter how old their child is, even if it's an adult child. Yeah. But what about the driver? How fast was the driver going in this parking garage? And was the driver not paying enough attention?
No. 17-year-old driver, 18-year-old was the guy who got killed. It was a 15-year-old passenger that didn't do the same stupid thing.
Traumatic. Absolutely traumatic. That is heartbreaking. And unfortunately, I do believe the driver will be held accountable because they are in control. And when it does not matter your age. If you are in control of the vehicle, it is your car. You make the rules. You set the rules. You hold the rules. Do not even start driving unless everybody even buckles up. Mm-hmm. There's no way this child, this 18-year-old, could have been in their seatbelt and standing at the same time.
Nope. All right. Here's some environmental information. First of all, the National Weather Service over the weekend has released the winter forecast for pretty much every area of the country. So for some of you, it's probably good news. For some of you, it may not be good news. I guess it depends on whether you like a deep freeze and lots of snow, because that's what winter is all about, kind of like the fall. You'll notice that most of the storms have subsided, because they usually do about this time of year. I thought the weather this year has been, other than the rain, and there are some sections of the country that have had drought, which we've had different sections of the country go through this the last 25 years or so. And we've had the weather. We've just, our ground here in the Northeast is so saturated. I get stuck in my tractor yesterday trying to mow a field. It's just, I get angry. And I swear at the ground, and I think I start laughing. I was on the tractor, and after I got annoyed, I started laughing to myself. Who am I going to yell at? What is it? There's nothing. It is what it is. So now, because of El Nino, the climate pattern is going to be influenced and different than it was under La Nina. El Nino out in the Pacific, the southern central Pacific. There's a lot of weather activity that starts because of this, and it affects the weather all across pretty much all across the northern hemisphere. So we have, apparently, because of El Nino, the temperature is going to be warmer, and we will have, at least where I am, through next March. Oh, we can already talk about spring. I'm ready to plant my spring garden already. Anyway, major challenge in the winter forecasting business is managing the influences of not only El Nino, but also the jet stream and all this other stuff. So they always make, it becomes conversational, but they always make excuses. Well, this is what happens if, and this will be what happens if that. And
this
so
is what we project to happen.
Yeah,
but it's also like the weather can change, and we're asking meteorologists to tell the future and be correct 100% of the time. And that is difficult. I mean, even just looking at Ohio weather, northeast Ohio weather for winter, there's three different stories on it. Like,
really?
One is that El Nino will bring below average precipitation with above average temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
This means that northeast Ohio could see a similar winter as last year with mild conditions and a lack of significant snowfall. Then you have another one saying that for the most part, the average, it will be less snowfall and it will be higher than average temperatures. But on those really cold days, it could be record-breaking cold days. And that's kind of the summer we had where it was a little bit of a chillier, not chilly, but we had a cooler summer. It wasn't super hot, but those hot days broke records with the heat, how hot it was. Then you look at the Farmer's Almanac that says the complete opposite, predicting cold, snowy weather, making a comeback this year. And we'll still have 4 months until the official start of winter, but the Farmer's Almanac got a head start with it and said, hey, it's going to be cold. You're going to have snow. Get ready.
Well, that's what my Farmer's Almanac. Are you looking at the old Farmer's Almanac or just the Farmer's Almanac? Because there's two of them. And they don't usually.
I'm just looking at the Farmer's Almanac.
I agree. All right, so that's the newer one. I'm just looking at the National Weather Service and AccuWeather, which is, I have AccuWeather on my my computer and also on my phones. And it tends to be pretty doggone accurate, down to the hour even. Usually it's an hour or two off when it comes to precipitation, or in the looking at the next day, it maybe it's like, for example, on Saturday, the suggestion was it wasn't going to rain until late in the day. And in fact, it rained earlier in the day and went through in a couple of hours. But hello, who's expecting perfection here from this stuff? Mm-hmm. It's all subject to whatever's in the atmosphere. I'm looking at the general forecast under El Nino, for example, up in Alaska, where we have three or four stations carrying this program. The above normal temperatures that have been there apparently will stay that way. The western third of the United States, the northeast, the Great Lakes, part of the southern plains, Florida, and the east coast are going to see above normal temperatures. The greatest chances for above normal temperatures are on the north slope of Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, and here in New England, where there is a greater than 50% probability that we will have above normal temperatures. And normal is just an average. You know, the weather people, when they go on the air, they'll tell you the average for October is this.
Mm-hmm.
Precipitation, temperature, blah, blah, blah. And then
and
it's all influenced by what's happening.
For that average?
I think, well, the it depends on what the focus is. You go back to the 1880s when the records began to actually be formally taken. And then you look at, you know, the last 10 years, 20 years, 30, you can go back as much as you want. And oftentimes people who are trying to make a point about global warming will twist the information around to suit their needs. Which is, you know, that's kind of what happens. I see, the Farmer's Almanac, I'm just grabbing this here, says brrrr, cold for New England. But the old Farmer's Almanac, see, I compare and contrast the two of them. The old Farmer's Almanac has the extended forecast with plenty of snow, but warmer temperatures. So, whatever, you take it with a grain of salt.
Doesn't it kind of feel like the seasons have shifted a little bit?
Yeah,
like,
of course. There is global warming. Things are changing.
Ooh.
Whether you want to call it global warming or not, whatever it is, the planet is changing because that's what the planet does. Sometimes it changes more quickly than others. I think the records, you go back and you dig into the core of the planet, they go down 40 or 50 feet and take that core and examine it. There was an ice age, 18,000, 20,000 years ago, that literally started and changed in 14 years. Changed everything. So, anyway. Now, let's talk about what happens because of the weather changing. For example, in New Orleans, there is a problem with the water supply, And that's because the salt water has mingled with the fresh water. And so apparently they're worried about water being undrinkable. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which made a mess out of New Orleans reality after Hurricane Katrina, they had the levees that were supposed to hold the water back, the ocean back, and it didn't work. They broke. So what did these morons do? They rebuilt them on the same site, the exact same way that they were when they didn't work prior to that. So anyway, the Mississippi River's volume of water usually prevents salt water from the Gulf of Mexico to intruding into the upper delta. But because there's been a drought in the Midwest, the Mississippi River is way down, and so the salt water is going upstream, and it is a problem. And when there's more rain, it'll flush the salt out. In the meantime, what do you do? I don't know how much water comes out of how much drinking water actually comes out of Mississippi versus whatever they have there for reservoirs around up and down the Mississippi, but. You can understand that. They would, not just the Mississippi, but wherever there is a waterway, a fresh waterway that drains into the Pacific or the Atlantic or wherever, whatever ocean, there's a commingling, right? The fresh water goes out into the salt water and it becomes salt water. That's what happens. But I will tell you, having been this, drinking salt water is not great for diarrhea, causes abdominal pain, that kind of stuff. So interesting to see how and when this is all going to change, and it'll be dependent on good old Mother Nature. 48 past the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To the hour Monday on the Good Day program, so it's time for us to visit the universe of one Tom Kreitler, Thomas J. Kreitler, Esquire. I don't know, your middle initial isn't J.
What's
your, who knows, you know, with me. Came from wherever other things come from with me. So Tommy and his friend Leslie Segretti host the weekend program, The Money Pit, heard on a lot of these same stations. But beside that, they also have their podcast and they have their newsletter. Lots of information, and as a special added attraction, we have our listeners who send in questions so that Tom can answer them. Here's Tracy listening to the program, has wallpaper on top of a cracked plaster wall, and she wants to know how to fix the wall. Well, I'm just going to take a wild guess. You can't fix it with a wallpaper on it. How's my intuition, Tommy?
Well, look, she says her plaster walls are very badly cracked. Should she remove the wallpaper and repair the walls, or is it better to just sheetrock over what's there? Now, if the walls are really badly cracked, you're going to have a heck of a lot of repairs to do there. And, yes, you do need to remove the wallpaper to do that. When plaster walls get to be what I can only imagine now is very, very old, you can maintain them and keep them going, but if you've got a lot of cracks, it's time to give up. And I do believe, having done this both ways, Doug, you know, do you tear off the old plaster and drywall studs the way a house was built today, or do you put new drywall on top of the old plaster? I have determined that the second way is the better way to go. And what I discovered was when you take off the old plaster and try to drywall over that, because plaster is put on wet and gave the tradesman the opportunity to smooth things out and level things out, even if the wall studs were not exactly plumb, then they can actually fix that. But with drywall, you can't. So I found it was a lot more work to go with drywall with having taken the plaster off Not to mention the fact that it's a heck of a messy job. So what I would do is, if the walls are that bad, is I would drywall on top of it. Now, you don't have to use half-inch drywall. You could use 3/8-inch drywall. That's available. And the only addition, the only modifications you're going to have to make here, Tracy, is that when you get around outlets and light switches, you're going to have to extend those outlet boxes and switch boxes out so they're flush with the front of the drywall.
Mm-hmm. So I remember, because I lived in this farm area all my life, and the older homes, I remember when I was married, lived in one of the oldest homes in Framingham, and the plaster was applied to horsehair on top of slats. So when we were redoing, especially the ceilings, we just took the floor up in the attic, and I used a sledgehammer and just knocked all of that stuff down. What an ungodly mess. Amen. But the old houses...
You can have wet wood lath, you could have gyplath. Gyplath is what you're describing. It's kind of like the early version of sheetrock, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would put up these boards that were like around 2 foot by 4 foot, and then they would plaster on top of those. So those gyplath boards held the plaster. And actually, that is probably the hardest wall surface that was ever done. Because you can tell, if you just knock on those walls with your knuckles, you can hear it. It's kind of like ceramic, you know?
There's
no give.
And you don't want to be breathing that stuff in no matter what. Do not breathe.
If you're going to tear open a place like that, you definitely don't want to be breathing in all the dust and stuff that comes up. And by the way, to that end, aside from having a mask, I always like to set up my fans in the house so I depressurize the room I'm working in. So in other words, if you had one room and you had windows on one side, windows on the other, I'd put a box fan in a window. So it was always pulling the dust out.
Yep, get it out.
And then leave a window open on the other side so that you had some makeup air, and that made it a lot more pleasant to work in that space.
At moneypit.com/podcast, you get some ideas for space saving in a small bathroom. We've all had experience with those damn small bathrooms. What do you do?
That's right. We go through all the different options for small bathrooms and how you can make them feel a lot larger. So things like the fixture design, right? You can use corner showers, called quadrant showers.
Mm-hmm.
There are different size toilets. There are storage options, for example, where you can store using the vertical space, say, on top of an existing toilet. You might want to consider using a flat top versus a round top. You know, there's a lot of little tricks to the trade like that for picking up storage in a small space and getting everything in that small bathroom space that you need.
Yep. All right, so that tip you can get at moneypit.com/podcast. You also have the benefit of Tom and his expertise in the moneypit.com newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. And you can also send us questions, because the world is full of people who want to do it better in their home. And there's nobody better to help you do it better than Tom Kreidler at moneypit.com. Now, 59 after on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.